Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of For Streaming Out Loud. And I'm going to look at the new film that's been released on Netflix, Cuties. I'm your host, Gordon Brown, and so let's get into it. So, you've probably heard all about Cuties because of the outrage at the Netflix marketing campaign when they used a photo of the young actresses who were, you know, they form a band called the Cuties, and they've learned really pretty adult dance maneuvers, twerking and everything else. You know, not appropriate for 11-year-olds. Just the way it was all done, Netflix really did themselves a disservice, and they really did this film a disservice. So you've probably seen a whole lot of talk about that marketing campaign. It came out today, or this week, and there has been a cancel Netflix hashtag going on in Twitter. I think it got up to 200,000 the last time I saw it. So a lot of outrage with this film. So should it be as notorious as it is? The first thing to say is, it would be easy to either not know or forget that this is an award-winning film. It won the Director Award for World Cinema Dramatic at the Sundance Film Festival. And I feel that the director, Maimouna Decoré, I hope I've pronounced that correctly, they've just done her such a disservice by embroiling her film in such in such bad word and making it so notorious. So as I said, it's all about, it follows an 11-year-old from Senegal who's now in France, and you know, she joins up with some other 11-year-olds, and you know, they have this dance group called the Cuties. And the first thing to say is that it is almost like a social realism film. It's not the film that I was expecting. You know, it shows the difference between them obviously being free to dress the way they are and to perform at a competition and to have that freedom, as they say, like they're doing this, you know, to exercise their freedom. And her home life, the main character's home life, Amy's home life, because her mother is, you know, just learns that her dad is marrying another woman and he's coming back with his second wife, and she's upset by it. So there's these scenes which show her, you know, the kids being free to go and do these things, do these dances, twerking, etc. But on the other hand, you know, they go to some kind of study session where they're said that more women will end up in hell. Obviously, they've got to wear hijabs. You know, her husband is marrying again. So the dichotomy between one freedom and having no freedom is actually really interesting. The other thing I would say is that I really didn't think that the dancing was any more perverse than what you'll see in beauty pageants. You know, beauty pageants have kids dressed up with makeup and everything else, dancing, clearly sexualizing them. So, not to say that the dancing in this movie is great. It is not. It's not appropriate. But we accept beauty pageants. I don't accept beauty pageants. It's all horrendous to me. But a bit of a double standard there. It depicts Instagram and other apps that allow young girls to behave inappropriately for their age. You know, it does have some scenes where you can see where they're getting their references from. You know, we've got so many different apps and YouTube and TikTok and whatever else that the kids are just reflecting the society that they are seeing. And I don't think the kids really know just how bad it all is. You know, it details bullying, and the way they're dancing and they're practicing is absurd. not to say that the film isn't disturbing at times. It is, and it's challenging. But the film knows exactly what it's doing. It knows it's challenging you and is disturbing. There's one particular scene where Amy takes a particularly compromising photo of herself and posts it on social media. Really disturbing for that to happen. But it knows what it's doing. And then to think that it glamorizes or in some way says that this dancing is appropriate or it's supporting it, this film absolutely does not do that. When they get to the competition, you can see many people are turned off by the dancing. They get booed by some people. Some people can't bear to look. And I won't spoil the very last scene. The last shots of this film are extraordinary. It pulls the whole thing together and just shows you the worldview and argument of this film. It is a total repudiation of the dancing and all the actions that these girls have done up to that point. It's really clear what the filmmaker is trying to say to it, and I just loved the end to this film. So it's not perfect, but I actually do encourage people to see it. Look past this ridiculous controversy and actually go and watch a really interesting, challenging film. That's really all I've got to say about it. You can follow me on @StreamLoudPod on Twitter. I've got my Letterboxd account there as well. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you actually go and watch Cuties. And that you finding it as interesting as I did. So until the next episode, thanks so much.